Alright, so in the previous series of talks we've had, last Sunday we started off talking about how to make it safe, comfortable, so we can have conversations. When we started talking about this relationship communication series, we focused on ourselves. Okay, the first part was focusing on ourselves, make sure that before we get into any crucial conversation, any serious talk, that I'm thinking about me. Is my heart right? Is the condition of my heart right? What stories am I telling myself? What's going on inside of me? First is me before I come into any crucial conversation. So we wanted to know that. We wanted to focus on that. And I know when we started off, everybody was like, hey, you know, what about the other person? How do I get to talk to them? And how do I fix them? And it's human nature to always want to fix somebody else and fix ourselves first, right? So anyways, we finally get there where we want to talk about the other person. So yay, we're here. So whatever we've been waiting for, we've got there. Now, I don't want us, as we move forward here, I don't want us to forget that anytime you want to get into a crucial, serious talk with anybody about an issue concerning both of you in your relationship, do not forget the first tips. Care for yourself before you care for somebody else. Make sure your heart is right. Make sure the words are right. Make sure you are having the right story before you assume so many things. Amen? Amen. So we want to talk about the skills needed to really get into conversation with those people in our lives without getting defensive or walking out on us, right? Because sometimes we avoid talking about stuff because people get defensive, they get into a fight, and we don't want to deal with it, so we just want to close off and just keep our peace. But there's a way we can do this. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15, it says, rather, speak the truth in love. Okay? Speak the truth in what? In love. Speak the truth in love. That's how to develop into anything else, into Him, into Christ. Truth in love. So I want you to imagine, like, in football, you don't get an extra point after a touchdown or 3 points just because you snapped the ball or just because you kicked the ball. You only get those points only if that ball went through the two posts.
Right. Yeah.
It only counts if it went through that. And so God says it's going to count only if what you say fits between truth and love. If it's outside truth, then it's not going to help. And if it's outside love, it is not going to help. So even in our own lives, we need to realize that before I say what I say, is it true?
Amen. Come on.
And if it's truth, then is it love? Can I say it in love? Now, truth is a standard. Truth is not truth because it's your opinion. Truth is not truth because it's your assumption. Truth is not truth because it's what you think. Truth is truth because it's absolute. Make sense? In other words, again, using sports analogy, if a guy gets hit again, he can be hit so hard and he can go on the sidelines and tell the coach, hey, I'm fine. But just because he says he's fine and feels fine is not truth. So they have a protocol, so they're going to check him. They're going to do that extra. They're going to go through a process, and there's an absolute truth. There is somebody that holds the authority. There's a standard. Somebody who will say, I sign him off, he's good. They don't take his opinion. There is an authority, and that's their medical doctor who says, yeah, he's fine. Make sense? So my truth is not just what I make up. Right? And think about in boxing. You can go say they use weights to box, you know, like, hey, you got to be in the same range. If you go say I'm weight 175, they're not going to say, yeah, he say that's true. No. They're going to pull out the what? The weight scale. Why? Because the weight scale is a standard by which they're going to measure your truth to validate your truth. So even us in our relationships, many times we have assumptions. We make up stuff. And we are so convinced it's the truth. And when we get so convinced of the truth, then we act on that truth Have you ever acted on an opinion that you thought was true only to find out it was false? And you say all this, you did all that, only to find out you misunderstood it. Because we think it's true. So when it comes to relationships, I need to make sure that, you know what I'm thinking, what I'm making up might not be all the truth, because I am not absolute. I am not the standard. So I need to stay flexible. Then what if I misunderstood him? What if I misunderstood her? What if what I'm thinking is not actually what it is? Because for us Christians, the truth is God's word. That is our standard. That's absolute. That is our standard. But I can't tell you how many people I've tried to talk to in relationships, even couples, and like, yeah, I don't think he likes me because when we're in public, he won't hold my hand. I really believe he doesn't. Or they say, well, you know what? I think he's cheating on me because when I call, he doesn't answer the phone. So I make up my own reality.
That's right.
And I believe it's true. Oh, I don't think he really likes me because when we go to public, he doesn't want to sit next to me. Okay? Now we're making up, in relationship, those things happen. People make up their own realities and think it is truth. So we need to say, in a healthy relationship, I'm going to make sure that if I have an opinion, an assumption, or something that's going on inside of me, I need to stay open because I might be off.
Amen.
Okay, now, here's what God's word says in verse 29. It says, of Ephesians chapter 4, it says, let no corrupting talk. Got it? Let no what? Corrupting talk. What is corrupting talk? Could be slander. Could be sarcasm. Could be gossip. That is what? Corrupting. And why do we slander or gossip or have sarcasm? Because we've made up our own truth. So the Bible says, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but what is helpful for building. So God says, I don't want you to talk, but what you say, let it be helpful to build others according to their needs. Wait a minute, God. What about my need? No. It's my issue, Jesus. What about my need? God says, If you're going to say something, let it be helpful to their needs. Sometimes we feel like God is not fair. But how many know that our ways have failed us over and over and over again? Our ways have brought us into a broken relationship one after the other. Is it about time we say, okay, my ways didn't work. What if we do his way?
Yes.
God's word says, let no corrupting talk, let no gossip, slander, sarcasm come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful to building others according to their needs. Yes, I understand it's your issue, but God says, think about their needs. According to their needs. So you got to ask yourself, what is their need in this issue? What is their need? What do I have to say? Now, here is why it says truth and love. Because truth says, I'm going to tell you the facts. But love says, I'm going to tell you the facts and make sure the facts I tell you are helpful. Now you missed that.
Oh, amen.
I know you did. And here we go. Some got it, right? So when the Bible says speak the truth in love, when you just speak the truth, you just say the facts that you have. But when you engage love in it, you are making sure the facts you are saying are helpful to those you're saying them to. So I'm speaking the truth in love. So that's what the Bible says. I'm according to that. In other words, I'm saying the truth with an interest. With an interest. I'm not just thinking about my own interest, but the interest of those I'm speaking to. Because it's not about me. It's not just about me venting. It's not about me just getting stuff off my chest. It's about making sure I'm considerate of their own interest according to their needs, that it may be benefiting to those that we are speaking to. Love has the interest of those you're speaking to in mind. Now, if you speak the truth and not care about the love aspect, then you actually don't care about the person. And you don't care about what you say might be hurtful to them because it's all about you. And that is not going to build. It's going to be damaging. It's going to be destructive. Okay? So that's what leads us to in love. Speak that truth in love. And again, truth is not your opinion. It's not your assumption. It's not your interpretation. It's a standard. Now, we're going to speak that truth in love. And what does that mean? Being considerate of those that you are speaking to. This is what the Bible says in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 4. It says, let each of you look not only to what? Let each of you, not let each of you not look to your own interest, but also the interest of others. So in a relationship, people that may offend you, or if your spouse offends you, if somebody offends you, God says, yes, you're offended, but time out. What's their interest? What's their interest? Once again, this is God's way. And I want to encourage us to do it God's way, because God's way never fails. Right? It says, let us also the interests of others. So in order to begin developing an interest, we need to have a common objective. In other words, what brings us together? What unites us? Okay? So if a couple is having financial argument, before we go off and fight about money, let's find out what is a common objective about money that we both share. Maybe we want to get out of debt. Maybe we want to save for vacation. Maybe we want to do some work around the house. So now that we have an issue financially, the Bible says, let me have interest in the other person. I want to speak the truth in love. And speaking the truth in love, I need to create a common objective. And then when I'm going to approach you, I'm going to bring a common objective into a conversation. And I'm going to say, well, because we want to go on a vacation, this is why. Does that make sense? Now I have that interest in mind because they also want to go on a vacation. Or we want to get our debt, so I'm creating a common objective to help us talk. Versus if I don't have a common objective, I don't have that interest in mind, and I'm not going to be able to speak the truth in love, then I'm going to bend off and into a fight more than an attack. Okay? So in roommate situations, find a common objective. The exercise we had last week that we're going to do today, find a common objective. You want to find what unites you, not what divides you. What brings you together? What is that one thing that you both have interest towards? That is how you speak. Begin to create the I love aspect, speaking the truth in love with somebody else. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Number two, you want to have what we call mutual respect. Okay? Mutual respect. How many of you ever felt disrespected? Right? What ways do people show you disrespect? Let me get some answers out of this meeting today, out of some of you. What ways, what do people do that make you feel disrespected? Yes, carry on.
Attack your character.
Attack your character. Okay, very good. Okay, anybody else? Yes, James.
Dismiss your opinion.
Dismiss your opinion. Disregard what you're saying. Very good. By the way, yes, Mary?
Disregard your intelligence.
Disregard. That is well said, right? Disregard your...
Speaking down to
Yes. Speak down to you, disregard your intelligence. Not like that. Yes, sweetheart?
Lie.
Lie. Lie. Okay? Lie to you. That's disrespectful. Yes?
Cuss you out.
Oh. Yeah. Call you names? Okay. Right. Okay. Now, anyone else? Yes.
Ignore you.
That's good. So, what happens when you feel disrespected? You get mad.
You react.
You get angry. Now, if I do not establish respect when we're talking, it doesn't matter if I had a common objective. Now, the disrespect brings a conversation to a screeching halt. That's how respect matters. Because when people feel disrespected, now it's not about the issue. Now they're fighting for their dignity. They're like, man, you don't treat me like that. I'm human. You know. Now they're fighting for their own. You've touched who they are. So when we come to a conversation, I need to make sure that one, if I'm going to speak an interest of other person, like the Bible tells me, in truth and love, I'm going to, one, establish a common objective. In other words, find something that unites us. And secondly, I need to make sure I'm respectful to that person. He makes no difference who's older, who's younger. You're the parent and he's the child. They still need respect. You're the boss. They work for you. They still need respect. You a man, they a woman, they still need respect. You pay the bills, they still need respect. There is not a reason to disrespect anybody and think that you will have a fruitful conversation. So respect matters. Now, you all gave some great answers, but I want to add something to that. The Bible says in Romans 12, verse 10, it says, love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in what? Outdo one another. Outdo one another in showing respect. So my wife and I, we're going to make sure I'm outdoing her in showing respect and she outdoes me in worship. Isn't that a win-win situation when you all trying to outdo each other in showing respect? Now tell me if you're not going to have a good time talking. Tell me if you won't get to solving some issues. Tell me why your house would be like a 1,000-world war nation. You will forget calling each other names. You will forget yelling and screaming at each other if that. Right? Out to each other in showing respect. So, on all the answers you gave were great, and I want to add on the means and the timing. How you talk, the means of communication. Now, we live in a time where there's so much texting going on, but if you have a serious conversation with somebody, you need to have a serious conversation, and it's because of that really matters, please don't text. Talk it out. And this is so critical. There was a story about this couple. So the lady goes out shopping and she finds this purse and it's 50% discounted. So she tells her husband, you know that purse I really wanted? It's 50% off. And it's $3,500. Can I please get it? So he takes back, he says, no, comma, the price is too high. Well, when she read the text, she read it, no price too high. And she went ahead and bought the purse. And the war broke out. Why? Because they didn't talk. They text. So it's important that how you communicate things are important. Make sure if it's very critical, you are talking through it, not texting about it. Number two on that is timing. So I want to tell you the truth in love. So love says, is the truth I'm about to say, is it the right time for the truth I'm about to say? How do you know? And we want to know, how do you know? Okay? I need to make sure it's appropriate, it's according to their needs. I want to make sure that when I'm saying something, it's the right time to say what I need to say. For instance, I mean, have you ever tried to say the truth at the wrong time? It doesn't work out. In other words, if I'm a serious talk that I need to talk with my wife, and she went to work, and she had her night classes, and she's so exhausted and tired, and she jumps into bed half asleep, and I'm like, wait, man, you can't go to sleep because I gotta talk through this. How many of this wrong timing?
Yeah.
Love says, is it the right time to tell you the truth I got? Or you want to talk to your boss, but your boss has been in his boss's office and he's been grilled and they've given him a warning and they told him if he doesn't change, he's going to lose his job. And as soon as he comes back, hey, boss, I need to talk to you too. Timing. Or your husband comes from work after, 12 hours of work, he's so exhausted, so hungry, and you're like, I've been waiting for you all day long, you're tired, but hey, he's gonna snap at you. Because, yes, it is true, but is the timing right? So respect says, I want to talk to you, but I need to verify if what I want to say is the right time, is the truth in the right timing. Here is what the Bible says. Let no corrupt talk, but helpful building others according to their needs. In other words, to their needs, is it appropriate for them? So I'm thinking about somebody. Is it appropriate for them? Is this the right time? Based on what they're going through, what they've been through. You know, maybe they've come from the doctor, they got bad news, or things like that. Is it appropriate? Is it the right time? So you got to know that. All right? Here's what the Bible says. To make an answer is a joy to man, but how good is the what? How good is a timely word? So I need to, if I'm going to speak the truth in love, the love demands me to know, is it time? That means I've got to have to be patient. Because it's not just about me. It's about, remember the three steps I told us. Care for self, care for others, and care for the relationship. So here's where others come in. I need to make sure that it's timely for them. Look at another scripture from Proverbs 35:11. Like apples of gold and settings of silver is a word spoken in what? Spoken under the right circumstances. So timing really matters. Do I want to know that if what I'm saying, if it's about building the relationship, if it's about edifying, not tearing apart, not breaking down, then I want to make sure that what I say, I'm saying in the right time. Because when I say the right time to them, I'm showing respect. I'm showing respect because I care about them. And it's not just about me. You see, when you go to a doctor, you want them to tell you the truth. But you want the doctor to tell you the truth in love. You don't want the doctor to say, hey, yeah, you got high cholesterol, high blood pressure, see you later, here's medication, bye. You're going to fire that doctor. But you want a doctor that tells the truth in love, say, hey, you have high cholesterol, but here's what we need to do. He's going to show you he's got your welfare in mind. He's like, okay, now let's get some exercise. Let's try eating healthy. So here's something to say that I need you to start doing these things. If you do this, we're going to be fine. Now that doctor has shown you the truth in love. He cares about you. You're going to love that doctor. And that's what they're trained to. He's showing you respect and he cares about you. So that's what we need to apply in our own lives, in our own relationships. All right. Okay. I'm going to have some of you come up and take it over from here. We're going to speak the truth in love. Amen.